Vayter and Shas and Dal. Hey, picking up on Dal on the base, but about another page, 3 lines up from the bottom. Itmar. Now we left off. We mentioned yesterday in Dal on the base on the top that when there's a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan, we go like Rav Yochanan, except for 3 cases. And the 3 cases we spoke about is if you have 2 days in a row, if it's either Yontif, Shabbos, and Yontif, and Shabbos, that we paskin like Rav. The 3 cases were, is that let's say you have Shabbos, then Yontif, and you have a Beitza Shenold on Shabbos, Rav says it's also to eat the Beitza, even if it's the next day on Yontif. That was the first one. Second case, we says if you have 2 day Yontif in a row, and this is talking about in Gullius, you know, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So you have that Svig of the Omishtikl going on. So Rav says that you're allowed to eat the egg on the second day. And the third one was by Rosh Hashanah. You have Rosh Hashanah, Rav says it's usher to eat the egg even on the second day. And that's what we're going into right now. We're up to that last case over here. And that, as I look to Gemara, Itmar. Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. The 2 Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is a 2 Diyantif. Unbelievable. Mamish the Lublini strikes again. Rosh Hashanah in just a few days. And here we are, just a day. Oh my goodness. Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ushmol Domer Tavai. Rav and Shmuel, both of them paskin. Nolda Bazeh, Asur Bazeh. If it's born on this day, it's going to be usher on that day. It's born on the first day, it's usher to have it on the second day. Rashi comes in, he says, Shem Vadai Chok Kavua Lios Kiyom Aruch. It's for sure like one long day. Midar Abanan Shemitchila Lo Machma Suffik Yischila Sosan. It wasn't created because of Suffik. It was created, as we're going to see why. But the point is, it's considered like Yom Arichta. So if it's born on day one, it's going to be also to have a basis Dolda be on the first day. It's also to have it on the second day. Ditanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, how they used to deal with Rosh Hashanah, right? When they're back in the day, when they had people come and they would say that they saw the new moon. So again, we don't know. Maybe it's going to be Rosh Hashanah is going to be the 30th day of, you know, maybe it's a 29-day month, and therefore the 30th day is really Rosh Hashanah, the 30th day from Elul. Or maybe it's the 31st day because it was really a Mala in 30 days. So we don't know. So says the Gemara, the Tanan, but Rishonah and Mikabim, Eidus Echodus Kol Yom. Used to be what they set up is they would say, we're going to accept Eidus Echodus the entire day. Rashi says, Yom Shloshim Shel Elul, the 30th day of Elul. In other words, we had 29 days of Elul, that's for sure. The question is whether we have 30 days, and then Yontif, Rashan is really the next day, or only had 29 days. That depends if we saw the moon or we didn't see the moon. So he says, the entire 30th day of Elul we allow, we would behave as if it's Rosh Hashanah, meaning we didn't do any Malacha, and then we would wait and see if they would come. If they would come even before Shkia, we'd accept it, and retroactively it would be that was Rosh Hashanah. What happened though is Pamachas Nishtano Edom Lavo, one time, Nishto Edom Lavo, one time the Edom, they didn't come right away. So what happened was, is it was getting late. I mean, the Skalkal beep turned the page out. Hey, the Skalkal Levium Bashir. The Levium, when they were bringing the Tumit Shabbin Rabbayim, they decided, okay, nobody's coming. So they decided to sing the Shir that they would sing during a weekday when they brought the Tumit. And then what happened? Oyvei, right afterwards, Edom came, says, oh no, we messed it up. We don't want that happening again. So Iskina, they set up, Shaloyu Mekablim Esa Edom El Adamincha. They said, we're only going to allow Edom to come and give testimony on the 30th day after Rosh Chodesh Elul, which potentially could be the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We're only allowed him doing it either until Mincha, and then they go ahead and we're not going to take from then on because we want to make sure that we do the right Shira without messing things up. V'imbo Edom and Mincha L'malam, if they come from Mincha and on, Nogin Osa Yom Kodesh Ulamacha Kodesh. What they did is they behaved as if that day was Rosh Hashanah and the next day is Rosh Hashanah, because we're not going to go off and mess things up, but no, it'll be the next day is Rosh Hashanah. And at that moment, they knew which day was really the real Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that amazing? Yet they still behaved the next day after as Rosh Hashanah as well. What does that show you? That it's not called a Sfik of the Yoma, but it's another reason as per why they're continuing to do it. And it's a Yoma Arichta. It's like continuing on with it. So it's not two separate days that you could save a Beitza Shenold on the first one, you could have on the second one. But if they look at it like it's one long Kedusha, and therefore you can't have it on the quote-unquote second one because it's considered like the first one. Amar Rabba, Mitakadosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'eilech, from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and on, Beitz and Mutaris. They said, no, a Beitz, if it's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they can have it on the second day. The Tanan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiu Mikablon Eidus HaChodesh Kol Yom, he set up that we can go and get the Eidus the entire day. since the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and there's no fear that they're going to say the wrong Shir Shel Yom when bringing the Tamid, because they're not bringing the Tamid anymore, he said, all right, we'll accept Eidus even the entire day. And once you're going to accept Eidus the entire day, so now we could say that, hey, you're allowed to have, it's like two separate days, and you're allowed to go ahead and eat it on the second day if it was born on that first day. And those people that would live further, that weren't able to get the message out to them in time, so they had to go ahead and keep a second day, but that second day was out of Suffolk. If that second day is out of Suffolk, it's no longer Yoma Arichta Shtikl of its one complete day. So if it's born on the first day, they could have it on the second day. And those that are close enough, they would have it on the 30th day. And the 31st, it wouldn't be, but in other places, it would also be the 31st. And that's why it would be able to have it on the second day, because it's like out of Suffolk. Rav and Shmuel both said that on the first day, the second day is going to be Aser. So how could Rav Yochanan Mezakeh come along and tell you against them? Amalei says back to him, Nahoradar, friend. I think you're going out of order. I think you were stepping out of line. Aminalach ano, Rav Yochanan Mezakeh. I said Rav Yochanan Mezakeh, V'at amartli Rav and Shmuel, you're bringing Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel Amaroyim, they lived way after. Rav Yochanan Mezakeh was a Tana. So you shouldn't be asking, how could Rav Yochanan Mezakeh go against Rav and Shmuel? That doesn't make any sense. So now the Gemara flips back the other way. So now we talk and understand the fact that according to Rav Yochanan Mezakeh, it's okay. So Rav Shmuel Kasher Masnisen. It's a Kasher Rav Shmuel. How could they go ahead and go against our Mishnah? It says Rashi to Katani to Chazar Adavar Liyoshno. How could it be that they can go ahead and go against that which they said? Says the Gemara Lo Kasha. They're talking about different places. Halan v'halahu. We, pardon, Rav and Shmuel are talking about Lan, and that's people that weren't living in Eretz Yisrael. Since they weren't living in Eretz Yisrael, what happened was, is we know that originally what happened was, they used to accept testimony until the end of the 30th day, but then they changed it and said, no, we're not doing that anymore, so we don't come to a mistake. So therefore, we end up having 2 days, and those 2 days weren't out of Suffolk, but rather those 2 days were really out of the issue that we're worried that someone's going to come and mess up the carbon tamid, this shira that the mini carbon tamid. So it became like Yom HaRichta. That in the diaspora, outside of Eretz Yisrael, that remained the same shtickel. That never changed, in which case it becomes like Yom HaRichta. So it's born on the first day, you can't have it on the second either because it's one long day. But Lahalahu, that's of Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he came along and he said, what are you talking about in Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael. And since in Eretz Yisrael, and he said that we can go out and we can accept it the entire day. If Edom would come on that day, then that would be Rosh Hashanah, and the next day wouldn't even be Rosh Hashanah altogether. However, if it would be that no one showed up, so then the Rosh Hashanah would be the next day. So therefore, it would be that they did 2 days at a Sfikah de Yoma. And if it's at a Sfikah de Yoma, then it's considered 2 separate days. 2 separate days, it was born on one, you can have it on the second day. And therefore, we don't got ourselves a problem. Halan, halahu. Based off Rabba's answer, what comes out from it, is like we just mentioned, is that in Eretz Yisrael, Yitaka would be allowed to eat the egg on the second day because it's considered like 2 separate days. However, that's a bit of a problem now. This is where Rav Yosef comes along. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says, Af mita konus Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elich, even from Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai and on, Beitza Asura. Not like you said that a Beitza is going to be mutter, but he says a Beitza is taka asura. My time, how come? Have a davar shebeminyan. Because this is something which was set up as a davar of someone which is more chashav and earlier than he did. We know that when there's a gezerah set up and enacted, the only way to overcome that is you need someone who's gadol b'chacham of a minyan. So if Yochanan Zakkai can't knock off that previous decree, as Rashi says, Beit Zuna Seris b'kibutz chachamim shenimnu v'gamru, they voted and they decided la'asosim shtei yamim kedusha achas im lo bo edim lufnei amincha v'kol osin shtei yamim machmaskein asu shema lo bo edim lebezdin kodem hamincha. So it becomes like Kiddush Achas, so therefore he's not able to go ahead and say that you're allowed to have egg on the second day. So my friend, Rabba, nice try, but you got a bit of a problem. Chodav Sheba Minyan, Sarech Minyan Achal Atiru. You need somebody able to knock it off. Rashi says, Shiyim Nula Chavi Atiru. So how could you say that the Taka, that they would be allowed to eat it on that second day, according to what you're understanding it? It's not true. Where do we know this concept from, that if it's something which is set up, you need someone else bigger to go ahead, or you need like some minion to be able to annul it and get rid of it, nullify it? We're going to see 3 different answers, 3 different makoros, and we're going to see why we needed all 3 of them. Amar Yosef, Minamin Allah, where do we know I need to have a minion to be able to overcome what we said earlier? The pasuk says, Lech emor lahem, shuva lechem lo lechem. By Marmar Sinai, they were told that they have to go ahead and separate from their wives, and afterwards what happened was it said, okay, you can now go back and be with your wife. Oh, interesting. What I need a heter to go back. So we see that has to be undone. The Omer and also the Pasuk says, B'mshocha yovel hema yalu bahar. We know also they were told they're not allowed to go on the mountain, but the Pasuk says, B'mshocha yovel hema yalu bahar, when you have the horn which is blown, when you have the blast of the shofar, then they can go back on the mountain. And then, last but not least, we have V'tanan, Shas changes it to V'tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, says Kermavoy Hayaola liYerushalayim. Kermavoy, which we understand is grapes in their fourth year, have to be brought to Shalayim Yerakodesh and eaten over there. And Rashi brings that we learn in Gezeirah Shava Kodesh Kodesh to come and teach us that just like you can do with Maaser Sheni, which you know you have to eat Maaser Sheni, which is on the various years of the Shemitah cycle. You have to bring up Maaser Sheni to Shalayim, it can be eaten over there. But you don't necessarily have to carry it all up there because maybe it's too much to carry, so you could sell it. You could be poded onto a coin, use that coin, bring it to Shalayim, buy food there also. Same thing with Karam Avoy. You can, instead of carrying all your grapes up to Shalayim and eating it there, you can go out and you can be poded onto a coin and then use that coin and buy the stuff to redeem it onto a coin. Use that coin to buy stuff in Yerushalayim to eat over there. However, there was a Durabanan Dika thing set up. The Mahalach Yom Echad L'chol Tzad, in any direction, if you live within a day's journey, in a direction, then Vizui Tchuma, and we're going to explain exactly what these were, that you'd have to actually bring the fruits themselves up, and you weren't allowed to be put onto something. And the reason that is, because they wanted to make sure that there's fruit in the marketplace. It didn't look good. Everybody would come, and everybody would be bringing their coins, but there would be no fruit over there. So you'd have to actually carry the stuff itself. Now, Vizui Tchuma, and this was the Tchum that we set up. A couple of switches, I'm reading with the switches. A lat min hat min adarum ve'akravas min hatzafon lud min amar ve'yardim min hamizach. Those are the four different directions that they're within one day's journey of Yerushalayim. They have to carry it themselves. V'amar Ula and Ula said, v'itim rabba b'rechanim b'yochanan. Matam, what's the reason they would do that? That they weren't allowed to be pulled into a coin and bring it up, like I said. G'day le'ater shuke Yerushalayim b'peres. So they should beautify all the shukim with different fruit. That it shouldn't be that it's a barren with nothing going on there. V'tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Karam Avoy Hayolo Rabbi Eliezer. One time, there was a story when Rabbi Eliezer had Karam Avoy. But Mizrach Lud, and he was found east of Lud, Bitsad Kfar Tavi, by a place called Kfar Tavi. It was within a day, as Rashi points out, of traveling. Beep, turn the page, hey, I'm at base. And he didn't want to have to go and carry it up. So what did he do? He wanted to be mafkir it all to Aniyam. Rashi says that they should gather it up. Let them go to Shalim and eat it over there. I didn't want to have the Torah of having to carry all the fruits up. Armu lo tamidim, tamidim said to him, Rabbi, kfar nimnu alecha chaver chavitiru. Don't you know they already gathered together, a minyan came together, and they were matir this. Rashi says, leftoso la'alos tamav. They knocked this out. It's a taka that doesn't exist anymore. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to bring it up to Yerushalayim o'iroi shaloilam on a coin. Rashi points out a side point over here. This is after the destruction of the base of Migdash, and you think maybe you don't have to bring the stuff that Karam Avoy up anymore. Answer is, he held the Kedusha Rishona Kacha the Shaita V'Kacha L'Asad Lavo. The Kedusha existed then and at L'Asad Lavo. V'Tzar Chalos HaPeros, oh, a dummy after you bring the Peros itself or the dummy itself. But the point nonetheless is that we go and we see that it was already knocked out. Man Chavercha, who are the Chaverim that he speaks about, his friends that knocked it off? Rabbi Yochum and Zakai. It's Rabbi Yochum and Zakai and his people. It wasn't just obviously him by himself, right? It was a minion of people. Taima denimnu. But this is only because of the fact that they came along and they came together to knock it out. Halonimna, had they not done it, then lo, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it, and you'd have to actually bring the fruit itself up over there by itself. So there we go. Three different sources is to tell us of how you have to go ahead and bring up the stuff. That you need another minion to knock off a previous statement. The three were, again, is number one, go back to your tents, even though they said they have to go ahead and you have to separate for 3 days, even though it itself is after 3 days. What do we need to tell me that? Obviously, it's after 3 days. Still, we needed to go ahead in a minion to knock it off. Don't go up in the mountain, even though it was already over. And the same concept with even though we didn't have to go ahead and bring it to look so beautiful in Yerushalayim, still, because we didn't have the base of Migdash over there, still, nonetheless, you needed a minyan to get rid of that concept that you were allowed to, now to say that you're allowed to be poded onto some sort of coin. So we find these different things going on over here. Now the Gemara asks, Maiva Omer, why do I have to have so many different makaris to this? Maiva Omer. Hacham, what does it mean to say? Michti, let's bring it down. Ksiv, it says by the Pasuk, by Har Sinai, Hayudachonim l'shoshes yamim al tikshol isha. Make sure you prepare yourself. 3 days, don't approach a woman. You know, separate yourself from your wife. You're not allowed to have tashmish. Lechem elam shuva lechem lelechem lamelik. What do I have to say? Go back to your tents. We already said 3 days. Once the 3 days is up, so then it should be fine. You don't have to go ahead and say anything else. Shema mina. What do you learn from here? Called over sheba minyan. Sarach minyan achalatiro. Once it's already set up, another minyan to knock it out. Zok to Rashi, Hoel v'kitcha v'kutcha brichu asar. It says Hashkosh Baruch Hu asar it. Boy lemishayu who gufe behedya. V'adin lechol davar sheba minyan. Hashkosh Baruch Hu set up like that. Hashem has to take it off, and so do any time it's set up by a certain rabbanim set up there. Need other rabbanim, you have to take it off. Now the Gemara says, "Chi tamer lemitzas ona hudasa." And if you want to say, that really that pasuk is not coming to say that now that it was asar, now we need someone to say that it's mutter. Obviously, that's not what it's saying, because obviously you should go back to your wife, because it says just don't be with them for 3 days, which means you're allowed to be with them now. So really, maybe what it's coming to tell you is that, by the way, go and be with your wife. There's a mitzvah of ona. You have to go and give time to your wife in a tashmish manner, in which case you can't hold back from doing that. And therefore, that's not a riot to teach me that when something was not okay, now it's saying that it is okay. Tashma, therefore, we have another pasuk. B'mshoch hayovel heima yalu bahar. This pasuk is not giving you permission that you're allowed to go up in the har, you're allowed to go up in the mountain, and not telling you any sort of onushtik over there. So you see that, hey, you weren't allowed to, and now it's saying you're allowed to go up on it. So we need that to teach us that. Michti, let's break it down. Ksiv, we know the pasuk says, Gamatzon ba'bakar al yu el mula harahu. Pasuk says that the sheep and the cattle, they're not allowed to go ahead and eat over there, not allowed to be by the mountain. M'shocha yovel lamali. Sounds like only when Hashem is over there, but when Hashem leaves, then there's no problem to be over there. So, B'shocha Yova, lovely wife, to say a pasuk, and now you're allowed to go. Shema minah, davar sheba minyan, tzarech minyan achal atiro, something that was set up a certain way, and needs also a heter to get out of a certain way. Okay, v'chi tema, says Gemara, so I need a third idea about the story that we spoke about with the Karamavai, Chite Mahani Mi B'Daraisa. This is only B'Daraisa to get things that you have to go out and undo it with a minion like you set it up in such a thing, such a way. Avob Durabanan Lo, you don't need to buy Durabanan decrees. Tashima Karamavai, therefore bring the story of Karamavai. Vaha Karamavai Durabanan, but Karamavai Durabanan. Vika Amri Le, Kfar Nimno Alecha, Hachaver Chavitiru. And they brought up over there that your friends got up and then Ravatlitz comes to teach you that even by Darabanan, you have to go and do it. So we have three different sources to come and teach us this concept that once it's set up, you have to go and undo it in such a way. All of that, my friends, was a side point. Don't forget what we're trying to do. We came along as the Kasha, with Rav Yosef, and Rabbi came along and he said, and you think you're going to come along and say that Rav Yochanan, the days of Yochanan and Zakkai, they were allowed to eat the egg, but we know he's not allowed to eat the egg. How can he go and eat the egg? We know he set it up from then. The Chacham set it up that it was going to be Yom HaRichta, and therefore he can't have it in the second day. So how could Yochanan and Zakkai go and do it? And if you want to say an egg also, that it was that also Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and his crew got rid of, like they did in reference to Karma Vay, they have to bring the fruit itself, but you can't put it on the coin, but they were knocked it off so you can. Ki imnu, no, we know that they voted a edus. It was only by edus a beitza lo imnu. They did not vote in reference to beitza, in which case the iser of beitza still should remain over there. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye comes along and he says, wrong trap. Amalei Abaye comes against him. He says, Atu Beitza B'minyan Mihavoy. You think the Beitza wasn't discussed over there? You think it's not connected? Beitza be'edos talya milsa. The whole concept of the Beitza is dependent on edos. Whether or not we're going to accept edos after the Talmud or before the Talmud, it's our edos, it's our Beitza. If we go and we say we're not allowed to have Eidus anymore, then that means we're also going to aser the Beitza. Because now you're creating it like a Yom HaRichta, because even when we know they come up, we say we're not accepting them anymore, so it's a Yom HaRichta, and therefore the Beitza is going to be aser. But Ishtri Eidus, Ishtri Beitza, once you permit the Eidus, then you permit the Beitza also. And therefore, when they were Nimnu, when they got up and they did it, it was also in the Beitza as well, and that's why you're allowed to have the Beitza. It's not that they had a particular thing to go and switch the Beitza. It was just the Eidus. So the Beitza is an outcome of that. There was an outcome of that, then now it's going to be Mutter. But now again, we have an attack. Rav Ada, Rav Shalman, Tarvayu, Mi Beklochis, Amri. Both of them from Beklochis said, af mitakonis of Yochem and Zaka ve'elach, even from then, and Beit Asur, Beit is still going to be Asur. We wanted to say, based off what we said before, that it's going to be Mutter on the second day. You see, no, even that is going to be Asur on the second day. My timer was the Pshat, because Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to allow us to have the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be rebuilt. V'yamiru. And what's going to happen is going to come a mistake. Because when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, we're going to go back to not letting testimony come after Mincha, only up until Mincha. And then what does that mean? That means it's going to end up being like it's Yom HaRichta. V'yamiru. And what's going to happen if we allow a person to have on the second day now? People are going to say, one second, Shtakage, which means last year, Milo Achana Beitza B'Yom Tov Sheni, we had Beitza on Yom Tov Sheni. Hashanah Minyachol here to have it as well. Lo Yad, Velo Yadi, the Shtakage, Shtei Kedusha Sein. They're not going to realize, though, last year it was two Kedushos. Hashta Kedusha Achasi. Therefore, we have to answer it now in case that the Beitza made this Beitza Hashem is going to be rebuilt now, and therefore we're going to end up with this with such a mistake. Frag the Gemara, Yehachi, if you're really worried about that, then Eidus Namin Olakabel, we shouldn't accept Eidus after Mincha nowadays that Yochum and Zakeh had set up. We shouldn't allow that to happen, my time, huh? Because Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Again, why did Yochum and Zakeh said we're not worried about going ahead and accepting Eidus after Mincha? Because what's the whole worry? That you're going to end up, then that the Levium by the Tamid are going to end up singing the wrong shir. But anyway, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, they don't sing the shir, so not worried about that, so he allowed us to be Kabbal Eidus afterwards. But it says Gemara, we're worried. Ihachi, and then Eidus Naminol and Kabel, we shouldn't allow us to be Kabel according to Yochum and Zakeh's allowance to do it after Mincha. You know why? Because my time, because Mehira, you want to be Samigdash. Viyomer, then they're going to say, Eshtake, Milo Kiblu, Eidus, Echodesh, Kolyom Kulu, didn't we accept Eidus the entire day? Hashanamika, let's do it also now. And then it's going to come, Chalila, to a place we're going to say, the Levium, the wrong shear by the carpet dummit. It's Gemara, no, Hachi Hashta, don't try to compare this. Hasam, Eidus Mesur LeBezdin. That's given over to Bezin. And Bezin are not going to end up making a mistake. They're going to know when the Bezin Mikdash starts good. Oh, boy, switching it up. Let's go and switch it up and only up until Mincha. But Bezin is given over to everyone and in their own home. And they're going to come to make that mistake. Therefore, we have to go ahead and be more Makamir over there. More Machmir, not allowed on the second day. Now comes the final hammer blow, though, and this idea that Rabba wanted to tanda, that according to Yochum and Zakkai, that during the time of his day, that they would have the egg on the second day. Rabba Amar, af mitakonis of Yochum and Zakkai, even from the time of Yochum and Zakkai and on, were they allowed to have this testimony after Mincha? Beit Asur, it's still Asur. You know how? Milo Moda of Yochum and Zakkai, wasn't Yochum maskim, shembo edim in a Mincha Amal, if edim did come from Mincha and on, shenogin osa yom kodesh, ulam acher kodesh. Rashi says that Milo Moda Afagav the Tikkun LaKabbal Eidus HaChodesh Kol HaYom, even though we said we're allowed to accept it the entire day, Lios Monim Lamo Ados Ben Arishan Vafilu, and then we have to go ahead and start the count that we understand that this is the first day of Tishrei. Vafilu Bo Eidim LaAcher Mincha, even after Mincha, Aval Milatzas Yom Tov Sheni Lo Nekra Takana Rishonim Mimkoma. He says Taka, he disagrees with what he said earlier, and he actually did not get rid of the Takana to have the second day also being Rosh Hashanah. Don't think that means that if they received someone after Mincha and someone came and said it's Rosh Hashanah, that became Rosh Hashanah, and we didn't hold the next day of Hashanah also. We did hold the next day of Hashanah also. And once you're holding the next day of Hashanah also, that means it's called Yom HaRichta. Once it's called Yom HaRichta, then you can no longer eat it on the second day. So that knocks off the way that Rabbah wanted to say that you actually eat on the second day. V'omar Rava, to come to a conclusion, Hilchasa Kavasei D'Rav Bahani Tlas. The halacha goes according to Rav in all these three cases, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. What are the three cases that we said already? We said the halacha between Rav versus Rav Yochanan. If you have Shabbos coming before Yontif, then Rav says that the egg is going to be, that the Beitza, even on Yontif, is going to be a problem. You can't eat it. If you have 2 days Yontif, that's in Golos, Rav says you can have it on the second day because it's Sveikid de Yoma. And the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he says it's Aser even on the second day because it's considered like a Yoma Arichta. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.